Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. King, Warrior, Magician, Lover by Robert Moore is a widely discussed guide to understanding mature masculinity through archetypal psychology. Drawing on Jungian ideas and comparative myth, it maps four deep patterns of energy that have shaped how cultures imagine capable, grounded men: the king, the warrior, the magician, and the lover. Rather than presenting masculinity as a set of stereotypes, the book frames it as an inner structure that can be developed, balanced, and expressed in healthy ways. It also explores how these same archetypes can become distorted into predictable shadow forms, such as passivity, cruelty, manipulation, or addiction to intensity. The result is a practical lens for self-reflection and for understanding relationships, leadership, work, and sexuality. Readers commonly use its framework to name what feels missing in their lives, recognize immature patterns, and cultivate steadier purpose, emotional depth, and integrity. The book has become influential in men's work circles and remains a reference point for conversations about identity and growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four archetypes as a map of mature masculinity. A central contribution of the book is a clear model of four core archetypal energies that, when developed, support mature masculinity. The king represents ordered sovereignty, blessing, generativity, and responsible leadership. He is less about domination and more about creating stability, setting direction, and bringing out the best in others. The warrior embodies disciplined action, boundaries, courage, and the capacity to commit to a cause. The magician expresses insight, knowledge, strategy, and transformation, the part of a man that understands systems and can guide change. The lover symbolizes passion, connectedness, sensuality, empathy, and appreciation of beauty, the energy that makes life feel meaningful and relational. The framework is useful because it encourages balance rather than one-dimensional masculinity. Many men over-identify with one archetype while neglecting others, such as living in warrior intensity without king steadiness, or in lover sensitivity without warrior structure. The book invites readers to see these energies as internal capacities that can be strengthened through reflection, mentoring, and life practice. By treating masculinity as an inner ecology, it provides language for growth that goes beyond cultural arguments and focuses on personal integration. Secondly, shadow forms. When archetypal energy turns destructive, the book is especially known for describing how each archetype can collapse into predictable shadow patterns when it is underdeveloped, inflated, or wounded. Instead of moralizing, it treats these shadows as psychological dynamics that can be recognized and redirected. The king's shadow can appear as the tyrant, controlling, punishing, and emotionally cold, or as the weakling, passive, avoidant, and unable to provide direction. The warrior's shadow can show up as the sadist, harsh and aggressive, or the masochist, self-defeating and unable to fight for his own life. The magician can slide into the manipulator, using knowledge and distance to control others, or into the denying innocent, naive, disconnected from reality, and resistant to learning. The lover can turn into the addicted lover, chasing intensity, romance, or sensation without commitment, or into the impotent lover, numb, depressed, and cut off from desire. This shadow framework helps readers name behaviors that otherwise feel confusing or shameful. It also points toward remedies that are structural rather than superficial, such as building discipline for the lover or cultivating warmth and blessing for the king, so energy becomes mature expression instead of compulsion. Thirdly, initiation and the need for mentorship and structure. Another major theme is the idea that mature masculine psychology does not automatically arrive with age. The book argues that many modern societies lack clear initiation processes, older male mentorship, and communal structures that help boys become grounded men. Without guidance, men may remain psychologically adolescent, swinging between insecurity and grandiosity, or seeking identity through performance, status, or rebellion. The archetypes are presented as potentials that need activation through experience, responsibility, and relationship with mature models. Within this lens, initiation is not a single ritual, but a developmental process, learning accountability, tolerating frustration, serving something larger than the self, and integrating sexuality and emotion rather than splitting them. The king emerges through responsibility and blessing, the warrior through training and ethical discipline, the magician through learning and service of insight, and the lover through genuine connection and appreciation. The model encourages readers to look for healthy containers, such as therapy, coaching, men's groups, spiritual practice, or demanding skill development, that can provide the function of initiation. It is ultimately a call to rebuild inner and outer structure, so strengths become stable character rather than reactive toughness. Fourthly, relationships, sexuality, and emotional depth. Through the lover archetype is used to describe the capacity for intimacy, sensual aliveness, and emotional resonance. In the book's framework, this energy is not merely about romance or sex, but about being moved by life, valuing connection, and experiencing empathy. When the lover is healthy, it supports tenderness, play, creativity, and a grounded enjoyment of the body and the present moment. It also helps men relate to partners and friends with warmth, rather than with guardedness or performance. At the same time, the book warns that lover energy easily becomes unbalanced if it is not supported by the other archetypes. Without the warrior's boundaries, desire can drift into addiction, infidelity, compulsive novelty seeking, or the inability to tolerate ordinary intimacy. Without the king's stability, relationships can feel chaotic or self-centered. Without the magician's insight, a man may confuse intensity with love and remain unaware of patterns he repeats. This topic gives readers a way to interpret common struggles such as emotional numbness, fear of vulnerability, or chasing excitement. It also suggests a path toward integration, where a man can be passionate while also dependable, honest, and self-aware, creating relationships that are both alive and sustainable. Lastly, leadership, work, and purpose. Through integrated archetypes, beyond personal identity, the archetypal model is applied to leadership, vocation, and daily decision-making. The king is the inner organizer who sets vision, provides blessing, and creates environments where others can thrive. In work and family life, this can look like clear values, fair boundaries, and the ability to hold tension without lashing out. The warrior brings focus and execution, prioritizing, finishing tasks, defending what matters, and tolerating discomfort in the service of goals. The magician adds strategy and competence, helping a man see the system, learn from feedback, and choose effective methods rather than brute force. The lover ensures that purpose stays connected to meaning, relationships, and joy, preventing life from becoming hollow achievement. The book's value here is its diagnostic clarity. If a man feels stuck, the question becomes, which energy is missing or distorted? Burnout may reflect warrior overdrive with little lover nourishment. Chronic indecision can point to king weakness or magician avoidance. Conflict at work may be warrior aggression without king benevolence. By seeing purpose as an integration problem rather than a motivation problem, the framework supports practical changes, building routines, seeking mentorship, developing emotional skills, and aligning goals with values. It becomes a blueprint for steadier leadership that is firm, wise, connected, and humane. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a structured way to think about masculinity without reducing it to stereotypes or culture war slogans. Men exploring personal growth, leadership, relationships, or recovery from immature patterns will find a vocabulary that helps them name what is happening internally. Therapists, coaches, educators, and partners who want a clearer lens on male behavior and development can also benefit from its archetypal framework. Its practical value comes from how it links everyday problems to underlying energies. Instead of treating anger, passivity, manipulation, or emotional numbness as isolated flaws, it reframes them as shadow expressions of capacities that can be matured. That shift can reduce shame and increase responsibility because it points towards specific developmental work, boundaries, discipline, insight, blessing, and real connection. Compared with many books that focus mainly on confidence hacks or social scripts, this one stands out for its integrative model. It offers a coherent map that connects inner life, sexuality, purpose, and leadership in a single structure. Readers who want depth, language for self-reflection, and a framework that can be revisited over time will likely find it worth buying, especially as a reference for ongoing growth and relationship work. If you would like to support Robert Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.